It's Thursday, July 25th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pew Research released a new report last week showing how religious restrictions have increased over the last decade across nearly 200 countries. The report showed that Christians are the most persecuted of religious groups, experiencing harassment across 143 countries. The top nations for religious restrictions included China, Iran, Russia, Egypt, and Indonesia. During the U.S. State Department's Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom last week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the creation of the International Religious Freedom Alliance. Listen.
We hope that this new vehicle, the first ever international body devoted to this specific topic, will build on efforts to date and bring like-minded countries together to confront challenges of international religious freedom.
1 Peter 4, verses 12 and 13 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." A new government official was sworn into office in the Kurdistan regional government earlier this month on a Bible burned by ISIS, reports Fox News. Anna Obdoka, the new transportation and communications minister, said he and other believers were persevering despite having witnessed the atrocities of the Islamic State in the region. Obdoka said, quote, "For me as a Christian, as the only Christian minister in the new cabinet of the Kurdistan regional government, I decided to swear on a biblical manuscript, part of which was burnt by ISIS members in the Nineveh Plains. It is a challenge that we as Christians, Chaldeans, Assyrians, and Syriacs are remaining in the land of our ancestors." End quote. Boris Johnson met Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace yesterday for his formal appointment as the next Prime Minister of the UK. In his first speech as Prime Minister, Johnson said he would be leading the United Kingdom out of the European Union this year. Johnson warned that if negotiations failed, there would be a no-deal Brexit.
"We're going to fulfill the repeated promises of Parliament to the people and come out of the EU on October the 31st. No ifs or buts."
Colorado Christian baker Jack Phillips has already defeated two attempts by his state to force him to support faux homosexual marriage, one of which went all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, Phillips is facing a third lawsuit over his refusal to bake a cake in celebration of gender confusion. His defense team at the Alliance Defending Freedom has moved for the case to be dismissed in state court. The case against Phillips was filed by attorney Autumn Scardina, who lost the previous case against Phillips. Scardina is now harassing Phillips and suing for $100,000 in damages and legal fees. Psalm 14, verse 4 says, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord?" On Monday, U.S. congressional leaders and President Donald Trump reached a budget agreement to keep certain pro-life policies in place. The plan keeps the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funding of abortions, and also keeps Trump's new Protect Life rule, which will strip Planned Parenthood of about $60 million of Title X funds. The budget plan will now need to pass the U.S. House and Senate. President Trump introduced new immigration policies on Tuesday, granting immigration officials more authority in deportations. The new rule allows for fast-track deportations, which apply to anyone who has lived in the country illegally for less than 2 years. It also gives law enforcement the power to deport illegal immigrants without allowing them to appear before a judge. And finally, a group of Texas teenagers with the United Methodist Church Action Reach Out Mission are spending their summer months they have off from school serving and giving back to their communities. Participating students pay to travel and complete construction projects, helping those in need for free. Junior high school student Mackenzie McCombs said, quote, "It's important to me to help people and make sure that their lives are good," end quote. The mission started in 1979 with 36 students and adults from 3 Houston churches and has now grown to 60 national programs across America. Jesus said in Acts 20, verse 35, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, July 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.